Hi there, and welcome to another bonus TARDIS Jukebox. I am the Doctor, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. Or who knows, maybe you're listening on WMFO.org. Anyhow, TARDIS Jukebox is usually on Wednesdays from 5 to 7. Yeah, I remember that. But right now, it's still the end of spring break here at Tufts, so there are hours that need to be filled, and Doctor's here to fill them. And we're going to be shuffling the TARDIS Jukebox, starting with this from the Illuminati Hotties.
Driving, not arriving on our way back home.
Bet you know who that is. And the song is called Two of Us off of the Let It Be album. Now here's something from X.
Am I hurting or am I helping? Am I learning or just yelling? Am I trying to make the world a better place? Or just trying to line the pockets with some mesh away? Well, my friends, they all got better jobs than me. Six figures to pen, some nifty lines of code. Pull the other way around, just as nasty told by a machine. And there ain't no clothes in that box now. So I asked my dear old pal, ChatGPT, to finish writing this here verse of the song for me. Well, some nights, yeah, I wonder about my friends with the golden handcuffs on. They ever thinking of making amends with them younger sins before they place the test, love above all else. Am I hurting or am I helping? Am I learning or just yelling? Am I trying to make the world a better place or just trying to line the pockets with some extra weight? Am I singing or am I preaching? Am I twisting the knife or releasing? Am I trying to be better for Christ's sake? Well, I just don't know anymore. I won't lie, I'm dealing with some jealousy. I used to sling the sheetrock just like a man possessed. Now I'm a porn musician, stuck paying the same high rent. Yeah, I took the mask off and I said no mask to the same old dirty, congested rat race. Well, a starving artist sure don't say it much more face. Well, some nights I get lost gazing at the stars in my ceiling. Did I make the right call? Something along those lines is how I'm feeling. Was my soul really drowning at all? Those COVID-19 blues might have caused my motor to stall. Am I hurting or am I helping? Am I learning or just yelling? Am I trying to make the world a better place? Or just trying to line the pockets with some extra weight? Am I singing or am I preaching? Am I twisting the knife for relief?
That's Keir Burns and the Kettle Burners, who are wondering whether they're hurting or helping. Here on WMFO, they are certainly helping, and they will help us get to more music right after this. Well.
Oh, sh**.
What?
Nothing. Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill, and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh. Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens, brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
Wow, maybe I misplaced my trust in you. Maybe. Stop your feeling around.
Stop fooling around.
Deftones want you to stop fooling around, but the doctor recommends you continue to fool around. After listening to WMFO, of course. Here's Secret Machines now.
Around.
Comfort Machines here on WMFO, Lightning Blue Eyes. And now it's time to take a ride on the Trans-Slambodium Bipolar Express. It is quite a ride.
bird's nest up in the autumn branches. Built from nothing but high hopes and thin air. Collected up some baby blasted mothers. They took their chances, and for a while they lived quite happily up there. He came from New York City, man, but he couldn't take the pace. And thought it was like a dog-eat-dog world. And he went to San Francisco, spent a year in outer space with a sweet little San Franciscan girl. I can hear my mother wailing and a whole lot of scraping of chairs. I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something going on upstairs. He had to get out of there. And San Francisco, well, I don't know. And then to L.A., where he spent about a day. He thought even the pale sky stars were smart enough to keep well away from L.A. Meanwhile, Larry made up names for the ladies, like Miss Boo and Miss Quick. He stockpiled weapons and took pot shots in the air. He feasted on their lovely bodies like a lunatic and wrapped himself up in their soft yellow hair. I can hear chants and incantations, and some guy is mentioning me in his prayers. Well, I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something going on upstairs. Francisco, L.A., I don't know. But Larry grew increasingly neurotic and obscene. I mean, he never asked to be raised up from the tomb. I mean, no one ever actually asked him to forsake his dreams. Anyway, to cut a long story short, fame finally found him. Mirrors became his torturers. Cameras snapped him at every chance. The women all went back to their homes and their husbands with secret smiles in the corners of their mouths. He ended up, like so many of them do, back on the streets in New York City in a soup queue. A dope fiend, a slave, then prison, then the madhouse, then the grave. Oh, poor Larry. But what do we really know of the dead? And who actually cares? Well, I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something going on.
Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds here on WMFO 433. And now some silent treatment. We'll be right back.
sister, where you headed? Are you in a hurry? Need a lift to Happy Albacete? Oh no. Do you break for distilled spirits? I need a break as well. The well that inebriates the guilt. Troubled times, you know I cannot lie. I'm off the wagon and I'm hitching a ride. Cold turkey's getting stale. Tonight I'm eating crow. Fermented salmonella poison. Oh no. There's a drought at the I'm dehydrated. My tongue is swelling up. I say, troubled times. You know I cannot lie. I'm off the wagon and I'm hitching.
Amethyst Kia, Hitchin' a Ride, at someone I did not get to see in Burlington, Vermont a couple weeks ago, which is unfortunate for me. I'm sure it was a great show. Okay, up next, Jesse Coulter.
Move. somebody else set me free, free.
Sevens, and What Can I Do? It's from one of those Pebbles collections. I wonder if anybody ever gets paid for any of those. The title of that song is Unimportant, and you are listening to The Doctor. We're shuffling the TARDIS jukebox. Just a reminder that, excuse me, if you like what you hear, you can tune in between 5 and 7 o'clock on Wednesdays and hear TARDIS jukebox at its normal hour. In the meantime, we're going to finish up this hour with something called Is It Blood? It's from the name of the band that I'm not supposed to say. Before 8 o'clock at night, something ponies.
From the wagon, saw the heifer riding by. Now the daughter's paralyzed. She's paralyzed. From the window, saw the handprints of a child. Mother locked her in the closet, feeling
That's a bunch of dead people, and that brings us up to the end of TARDIS Jukebox for this hour. Again, see you Wednesday from 5 to 7, and, you know, we'll spend the night together.
Spend the night together now. the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together now.
And right now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you something new in modern music.
Be in orbit.